Have you ever noticed that the foods we buy and eat, name brands like Heinz ketchup or Kraft cheese, and even our sandwich bags and dish soaps, Saran Wrap, Ivory Liquid, are marked by the kosher seal? Look closely. Two kosher symbols are used, the letter K and the letter U, enclosed by a circle which stands for the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations. Now, these kosher symbols engraved on our name brand foods, our sandwich bags, our dish soaps, and a whole host of products as we walk down the supermarket aisles indicate that these products comply with Jewish dietary laws. Not so much as prescribed by the Old Testament, for the Old Testament does not deal with soaps and plastics, but as prescribed by the Jewish Talmud, the same book which blasphemes the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, since the Jews make up less than 2% of the American population, and religious Jews who would be concerned about products that comply with dietary laws make up a fraction of that percentage, obviously what we have here is a major scam. Now, this kosher scam begins when a rabbi who represents the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations approaches a food company and asks if their product complies with kosher laws. The company instantly gets the message, for if their product does not comply with kosher laws, they will be facing a major Jewish boycott and a full-blown media campaign by the Jewish-dominated press accusing that company of discrimination and fearsome for the company, questioning their health procedures. So the kosher seal is engraved on their product. And the costs involved in the company having to hire rabbis to officiate at their factories and the high annual fee paid to the rabbis, which reverts back to the Jewish community, is passed on to the hapless Gentile consumer. But the kosher symbol has a much wider agenda. Not only does it show the growing Judaization of America, but the kosher seal is also a precursor of the mark of the beast, the coming universal symbol as expressed by the number 666, by which no food company will be able to sell and no man or woman will be able to buy. You see, it's all about conditioning, and this conditioning has already reached down into our stomachs by the kosher seal engraved on the foods we eat, the sandwiches we wrap, and the dishes that we wash, preparing the way for the mark of the beast. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in supporting those media venues that warn us of trends predicting future events that will adversely affect our personal liberties and even our very souls. If you can avoid buying foods marked by the kosher seal, no easy task, so do. But to avoid foods marked by the coming mark of the beast, inspired and prepared for by the kosher seal, will be only for the brave and the few.